Okay, so she's gonna have one coat.
Artist Ricardo Mendoza and his team of assistants are out in the bright sunlight installing a new mural on one of the city's bare concrete walls.
And at one point, you want to have an impact on the built environment around you. Public artists are a little bit like architects that way. They want to build something that interacts, changes the built environment that we live in.
Mendoza's mural has been in the works for 5 years now. If he were starting on this project today, it would most likely be illegal. A ban on billboards to help limit advertising on LA's streets has lumped mural and street artists into the same category as advertisers, banning all mural art on private property along with it.
Currently, there's no way to distinguish a mural from a billboard or a super graphic.
Kuva Zakheim is an art conservator and art project manager. He's assisted in the installation and protection of hundreds of murals across Los Angeles. Artists who ignore the ban face their work being painted over by the city, or hefty fines that can total $1,000 a day.
Some people are still just putting up pieces, like a lot of the street artists, they don't really have much anticipation for longevity of their pieces, so it's not a problem. And then people like Ricardo Mendoza, I would imagine, just can't put up murals right now.
One of Zakheim's own projects is being put on the back burner because of the mural ban. He and a group of artists want to install temporary street art themed around hope and rejuvenation across South LA.
It'll be difficult to do something effective that doesn't put the building owners and the artists at legal risk until it gets worked out.
The first part of Mendoza's mural is almost finished. As he spreads the last bit of adhesive to the bottom of the canvas, he seems baffled that the city could put his artwork in the category of commercial advertising.
The only thing they share in common is that they're two-dimensional graphic imagery. One is a content driven for sales and commerce, and the other is content driven hopefully for cultural progress or enlightenment in some way. Can't compare them.
The city admits the ban on murals is an issue of red tape. The Planning Commission is expected to consider new rules about billboards in a meeting on March 12th. Caitlin Finero, Annenberg Radio News.